Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, just hanging out in confusing times.
Yeah, very confusing times. We got information that came from, I guess you'd have to call it second hand, maybe third hand, but through family, and a Homeland Security person claims that Trump will be the president. And that's the whole plan. Now, I don't know how they're going to work this, but I would warn everybody not to count Trump out until like the 19th or the 20th, somewhere in there. However, that doesn't mean, everybody's saying he's gone. He's saying he's gone. Giuliani's saying he's gone. Everybody's, even Netanyahu. Larry, what's that story again? Netanyahu removing
Trump? Well, that's very
Trump?
Interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. Matter of fact, Hal Turner has it up. And I didn't go to Twitter to check it, but it says Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu changes cover photo in Twitter, which was actually a photo of him and Trump shaking hands, and he removed an unfriended Trump and congratulates Joe Biden as 46th president. So I guess, like you said, he's buttering both sides of his bread.
It's amazing how people are running for cover now. But I did want to talk about some of the numbers, because numbers are very important to understand. And 222 Democrats voted to impeach Trump, second time, of course. So what does the number 2, actually it's 222, and it's also a 2222 because of what they did. Now here's what's interesting. Both Luke 22:2 and 22:22 are linked to the murder conspiracy against Jesus. The second verse of Luke 22 is one of the only places where it is recorded people were actively seeking to kill him before his arrest. Verse 22 is the same chapter, reveals that Christ at his last Passover knew all along who was the person who would betray him to the religious authorities. I find that extremely interesting because the communists hate Jesus Christ. They hate the Christians. And they want to kill them. They want to get rid of Jesus Christ. That's what Psalm 2 and the Psalm 2 war is all about. And I think we're watching it move into high gear. Now, what was also interesting, the vote to impeach was actually 232 people that voted to impeach him. Well, what's 232? It's 322, skull and bones. That's their number. It's in code. It also, of course, equals 7 if you just add it up. Now, here's what's very, very interesting, because Fox News pointed out very pointedly that in Trump's last video speech was exactly 5 minutes and 13 seconds. Why would they do that? Well, of course, from the occultic position, which is Fox News and the rest of them, they have their reasons. But 5 is interesting. It's a number of grace. And 13, of course, is the number of rebellion. In other words, it's grace that brought Jesus Christ into the matrix to rescue the humanity, which is in deep rebellion. But also, it is 313 seconds long. Now you might say, well, so what? What's 313? Strong's Greek word, 313. People have finding this all over the place, that the Lord arranged the numbering of Strong's. There's no question about it. 313 means to be born again from above. Also means new beginning. Now here's what's really interesting. In Islam, the number 313 is the number of soldiers or generals that will be in the army of the 12th Imam, the Mahdi. I find that very fascinating. We're being told something. Always does things by code. You have to be very, very careful when you're listening to Trump as to what he's actually saying. Also, of course, the date they did this, 13, is the number of rebellion. But if you take the date, 1/13/2021, it's kind of interesting. And just figure it out for yourselves. Anyway, call of this part of the Masonic craft. It's not by accident. And here's another one. 2222, the book of Acts, records the condemnation of Apostle Paul received after defending his ministry at Jerusalem's temple. Zealous Jews, as he nears the end of the speech, cry out, "Away with such a one from the face of the earth. He is not fit to live." What have you been hearing out of Washington and the communist left? Same thing. They're after the Christians. They've said so. They're after the Bill of Rights. They're after the people who voted or wanted to be associated with Trump. None of this is by accident. And the Lord is telling you exactly how close we are. And I'm telling you, we're really close. Anyway, what do you think about that, Larry? I thought that was fascinating.
Well, that's really interesting. And of course, I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Jesus. But as I've said for a number of years, that I have never seen the hatred towards any one man on planet Earth other than Jesus Christ so heavy as the hatred for Donald J. Trump. And I was thinking today, because I was watching this impeachment and where this was going and how they were doing it, and it's like, actually, he can't even leave office in peace. It reminded me so much of how when Jesus was arrested and falsely accused, of course, he was arrested. Arrest wasn't good enough. He was in jail. Jail wasn't good enough. The only thing they could do was kill him, crucify him. So here we are. And I think this second impeachment, Stuart, really is a crucifixion, pretty much, of Donald Trump. They're out to finally finish him. Let me read you this real quick. This was really interesting stuff that came out of the Real America's Voice television program this morning. Matter of fact, I watch that almost all the time now because it's the only real, truthful news you can get. It was on... just before Steve Bannon and then his show, too, they talked about it. This is a rabbi. Now, this comes from a rabbi, mind you. Rabbi Aryeh Spiro. And January the 13th, when he said this, he said, and I quote, "This is not just an impeachment of Donald Trump. It is an impeachment of the American people and an impeachment of the Christian faith." He said, "It is a power takeover in America by 5 million people who have determined to rule all the rest of America and abolish the truth." And then he began to, you know, matter of fact, right after that, and I'll try to be quick, Trump's campaign chief strategist, Jason Miller, he actually said, matter of fact, he's the comms director for the president. He said this on Voice America's Voice this morning. He said, here's four things they're after. He said, number one, strip Trump's Secret Service protection. Number two, want to strip Trump of intelligence clearances. Number three, they want to make Trump ineligible to run again. Number four, they want to control all news to U.S. citizens from here on out. And then I'll finish with this real quick. This is actually Rudy Giuliani on Stephen K. Banning this morning. He said the impeachment of President Donald Trump is to strip Trump of his ability of being an ex-president and intelligence information coming to him and destroy him completely from ever running for any office again. It's destroy Trump. He said the Dems want to disappear Trump like they have his supporters and strip Trump of his ability to contact foreign leaders legally. And Stuart, I thought to myself, well, what we're also seeing here, we're seeing a massive amount of Republicans running and hiding from Trump now. They're distancing themselves, and I don't like to say Trump and you know, Jesus are the same person, because they're not. But they're doing the same thing. Those that were pretending to be close to Trump now are running and hiding and saying, I don't know the man. You know, it wasn't me. I wasn't close to him. It's the same thing, Stuart.
Yep. Yep, like Peter. I don't know who in the world you're talking about. Never met this guy ever. And I'm going to go fishing right now. So away he goes. Yeah, it is amazing how all of this works and how the reversals of these things work. Now, here is an emergency alert from Quayle. Attention all conservatives and men and women of goodwill. Do not, under any circumstances, take part in any protest at any state capitol, no matter what. Thank you for all you do, the person who wrote it says. I spent this morning with a state office holder whom I have known for years. He said that the state capitol demonstrations are an FBI-CIA trap, which I believe that's exactly what that Washington deal on the 6th was, to arrest and give maximum sentences to as a way to gut the resistance movement and check against their list. People arrested this coming weekend will not be getting out anytime soon. And Steve Quayle says the National Defense Authorization Act allows for indefinite detention of any arrested. No rights at all. Your place is with your families. They are your number one responsibility. And you are protecting them from being taken hostage and used against you. Steve Quayle then says, from background intel guy, do not try to go through any military roadblocks with weapons in your car or on your person unless you want to find yourself on a bus to a FEMA camp. Does not matter if you are MAGA or Antifa, same treatment. At the same moment, while it is still legally being decided who is going to control the martial law and define precisely who is a traitor and who is not a traitor. This is kind of interesting, Larry, because I was listening to Israeli News Live, and he was suggesting that when Trump, you know, back in 2018, did that executive order about alien, if you want to call it that, or foreign meddling in our elections and the Insurrection Act activity. Let's say that Trump actually did bring out the, or I guess one could say approve of or allow to happen the Insurrection Act to become activated. All right, so then he's gone. That leaves it to Biden to implement the NDAA, and he can then legally, because he's now already said any Trump supporter is an enemy domestic terrorist. They're an enemy of the state. This is what Biden has said. So the roundup, if that is the case, the roundup is going to be for what the Bible has repeatedly said over and over, that the roundup is going to be for God's people. And even the book of Jeremiah talks about how they round up God's people and put them in concentration camps and that's the last thing the United States does. That is the final straw that breaks the camel's back. And I guess I would say to all sheriff departments, police departments, National Guard, if you partake of this, you have about damned yourself forever, unless you repent of what you're doing. And a lot of this, of course, occurs because people are so biblically illiterate. They have no clue about what they're really doing. So we're just going to have to wait and see. We should know by just before inauguration time would be my last second, I guess one could call, that Trump truly is gone and there are no shenanigans in the works anymore to keep him in power, that he actually has set the record straight and he is departing his people and has basically let them down because he could have done something and he has not done it. Anyway, get back to quails. Do you understand me? This is the darkest day in USA history to date. Tell everyone, hard lockdown is coming. No movement allowed at all. Store shelves will be emptied overnight as no trucks are going to be allowed to run. ETA is still being decided, but the 7 days remaining are shortening by the minute. I urge you to use these few days for your last-minute preps. Pray and fast and claim God's protection over you, your loved ones, and your friends. Now, this is very, very fascinating. You have the right, the God-given right, to protect your family. Anybody that comes to your door to arrest is illegal, totally and completely illegal. They have no right to do it. They have just simply destroyed the Constitution, and they're claiming they have the right to do it. I would make it very expensive for them to do so. If you go back into what happened in Russia and what those people said, had they known what was going to happen to them in these concentration camps, they would have used any weapon at all to kill those people, and some of them were neighbors that came to arrest them. They would have killed them all. And when push comes to shove, I guess everybody has to make up their mind what they're going to do and what the Holy Spirit tells them to do. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? That's quite a notice.
Well, we appear to be on a countdown. You know, I was thinking about all the reports of reserves being called up, and so far,
yes,
they're claiming, America's Voice is claiming that there's 20,000 troops in Washington, D.C., securing the Capitol, and that's more than has ever been called up for an inauguration. I think 8,000 was probably the most previously. So I was, you know, I was kind of considering, what are they going to need those troops for? And well, that may be for transporting people or for the camps, you know, to run the camps. But, you know, who's going to go in them? We don't know. I mean, we really seriously don't know. And but I am not getting any indications. I've tried to track every single lead anyone has put up about actually Trump invoking the Insurrection Act, and I've not found any valid lead. So I don't know what to say. I just leave it, you know, we're going to have to find out, I suppose, and I suppose we're all here. We'll know. We'll see. But what's interesting is the fact that...
Yeah, go ahead. I read an article today about that Patty found, and it was very interesting. It said that Trump cannot activate the Insurrection Act unless he does so publicly. You can't secretly do it. And even if you secretly do it, the Congress can stop it. So who knows what's true? I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea, you know, what the constitutional indications are. I only know one thing. We got to be getting awful close to the downfall of the United States. That's been the goal of the Illuminati right along. Get rid of the American people. And how do they do it? Well, it's the old classical way of doing things, the dialectic. You get two parties, in this particular case, the Patriots against the Communists. and it's a huge collision. And out of that comes the martial law and the new world order. That's what this is all about. This is what they have written about for years and years. This is what they want. And the personalities involved really don't matter because we're probably coming up on the, I guess one could say, revelation of Antichrist, who he is. And when America goes, actually the whole world goes down with it. America is the linchpin of the world order anyway. And when we go down, what makes it so horrific is no one can stop what they do to the people of America. Kamala Harris already said, we're coming for you. Others have said, we're coming for you. They mean it. And they've got NDAA. And by the way, Trump never did try to work against it. Now we've got this vaccine coming out, and all and more they're talking about mandatory. You got to have it. If you don't want it, then you can't fly, you can't drive, you can't have a license to do anything. And we're watching. This has gone way beyond censorship now. It's way beyond harassment now. They are actually literally persecuting people who were on the Trump fence, who were helping Trump. Well, who were the ones helping Trump? Basically, those who believed in the Constitution, those who believed in the Bill of Rights, and many of them are Christians. And so I think it's very, very obvious who they're coming after once this thing rolls. Now, the only thing that'll stop it, if God performs a miracle of sorts, and we have another delay. Delay is in the scriptures, which makes it very, very difficult to pinpoint when or, you know, at what time during the tribulation, before, at, midpoint, or whenever that the bride of Christ is removed. We don't know. So anyway, things are getting interesting, to say the very least. What else you want to talk about, Larry? I don't know where we're going from here on out.
Yeah, I'm just going to add to what you were saying that delay has been found to be in the Torah codes too, but they don't search for that very often. One of the interesting things that I saw on Lou Dobbs tonight was Alan Bakari was on there. He's an analyst, and this is what his claim. And the subject matter was Parler sues Amazon for forcing it offline January the 13th. Anyway, Bakari said, and this is his statement, big corporate tech is sending all Americans a direct message. Never will free speech be allowed on the Internet again. It's over. And then I would have to say, too, that I was watching John Solomon, and they seem to claim that in the background there's evidence of this and evidence of that, but it's still being investigated by the FBI or the DOJ. So, Stuart, I think we'll wait till the cows come home when FBI and DOJ do the right thing.
I think you could probably wait until hell freezes over for the FBI or the Department of Justice to do the right thing. I can't imagine why the American people would believe any federal agent anymore. They lie through their teeth constantly. Christopher Wray of the FBI, my word, why would anybody believe what he does? He's global deep state. They're all in this together. And it's Department of Homeland Security, FEMA. These are the ones who are going to do the rounding up of the Christians and the FEMA camps. Maybe they'll put, you know, Hitler. You got to remember something about Hitler. When Hitler came to power, he came to power, and the first people he persecuted were the communists. But it didn't stop there. It continued on and on and on and on. So we're just going to have to watch. But Quayle's advice, or this fellow's advice, to stay out of this is absolutely accurate, and the Bible would tell you the same thing. Do not get involved in these revolutions. Stay at home. And when they come for you, then you decide whether you're going to a FEMA camp to be tortured and killed or whether you're going to make it expensive for them on your doorstep. And we don't know what role exactly China is going to play in all this. There have been rumbles that they might invoke some Chinese military to help with some of this, which I believe could very easily happen under the United Nations. As we said before, you've got the UN Charter, and it's Section 7 that allows the United Nations to come in a time of upheaval to the United States of America and police it. And remember what Henry Kissinger said. The time will come when the American people will be very happy that the UN troops are patrolling their cities and roads. Isn't that interesting? Chinese troops, UN troops, when the UN is a communist operation. To the communists, I would say, this is your last hurrah, you comrades out there. This is your last hurrah before God destroys you. You can laugh, you can roll on the floor and mock it, but I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ is real. I met him face to face. He's real, and he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do, and you people are in a world of hurt. You can laugh now, but you're going to be crying for eternity later, so enjoy your power. Enjoy your torture of the Christians, the Constitutionists, Bill of Rights, all you people out there that are involved in this, and that includes military, sheriff departments, police departments. Enjoy it. Enjoy your power, because when it's stripped from you, you're going to be the sorriest people, and you're going to wish with all your heart, mind, and soul you had never been born, that you had never tasted of earthly things. That's what's coming to you. And as far as I'm concerned, you deserve it. You deserve it. Jesus Christ came into this world, came into the matrix to save you. You mocked him. You gave him the finger. You said it wasn't true. So you mocked. Well, God is very patient, but there is an end to his patience. Omega Point is coming up very, very rapidly. If any of you had studied prophecy, you would know what you're involved in. You would know what's happening. But you're idiots, and you will not read the scriptures. You just laugh at it. That's an old wives' tale. It's ridiculous. It means nothing. I got news for you, folks. It means everything. It means everything. And you're going to die in your sins if you don't do what the Lord Jesus Christ commanded you to do. And you can laugh at it, you can mock at it, you can throw the finger at it, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to change. You're going to die in your sins. You're going to go to eternal ruin. And that is my message to all of you. Doesn't matter whether you like it, hate it, whatever. I don't care. I know it's true. And I know it's true because I've been down there and I've seen some of it. And you don't want any part of it. But like stupid people, that's what happens. You don't believe any of it. Well, I would advise you to start believing it. In fact, I would advise everybody listening, get on your knees, get that Bible out, and start understanding what it's telling you. Jesus Christ paid a horrible price to save you, and all you can do is mock it. And that goes for the Christians, too. You don't believe it? Read Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus says, "You get away from me. I don't even know who you are." And that's to the Christians. That's to those who called him Lord, Lord. Didn't we do? You did a lot of things, but not what Jesus commanded you to do. Anyway, last word, Larry. End of rant.
Well, I was just going to tell people that they should be aware that you and I both are down on Parler now, because
yep.
Parler's been taken down. But at the same time, we're beginning to experience difficulties in the emails and getting information around, getting photos and images around, and we're just definitely under attack. As a matter of fact, the last couple of months, if there hadn't have been a few people step up to help me, I wouldn't even be on the Internet right now, because I couldn't afford what's becoming a real crunch to stay there. But we don't know any time that we may be taken down or the radio turned off. So we'll try to be on there as long as we can.
Okay. Thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Night.